the moment. He didn't want to think about his future, or his father, or the test tubes in his lab. He just wanted to sleep. But the sushi waged war with his senses. He reluctantly opened his eyes and watched as his friends descended on the coffee table. Christ, the jackals. He was immediately struck by the contrast in physical geometry. Jason Fisher's hulking form cast a boxy shadow over the rows of sushi. 6'1", 220 pounds, Fisher was built like a heavyweight boxer. His shoulders were huge, his head square, and the muscles beneath his MIT shirt rippled like a plastic trash can left out in a heat wave. Kevin had met Fisher in the gym after bravely offering to help the former MIT student load plates the size of manhole covers onto the bench press. He had been surprised to learn that Fisher, several years older, was a similar mix of ethnicities. Part Chinese, you could see it in his eyes, narrow drops of oil beneath a rigid brow, part Brazilian. 2 days later, Fisher introduced Kevin to his cohort and roommate, Andre Martinez. Slick back hair, flashy silk shirt, shark tooth necklace, bushy eyebrows, and impossibly wide teardrop eyes. Martinez was barely 5'4" and couldn't have weighed more than 130 pounds, but his reputation more than made up for his size. Kevin had been hearing rumors about Martinez since freshman week. The standout genius at a school filled with geniuses. A kid so smart he had scared the math professors into accelerating him to graduate-level courses on his third day on campus. Whiz kid, boy wonder, the pride of MIT. Until 1 week into his sophomore year, Martinez had suddenly left school. In the 6 months they'd known each other, Kevin had never asked why, and Martinez had never volunteered. "I think it's awake," Martinez said now as he flipped a piece of sushi into his mouth. "Jab it with a chopstick to make sure." Fisher complied, poking Kevin in the forehead. Kevin grabbed for his wrist, knocking his sushi roll across the living room. Martinez laughed a little too loudly, and Kevin realized they were both drunk. Less than an hour ago, Fisher and Martinez had landed at Logan, and it looked as though they went through most of the beverage cart during their 5-hour flight. Kevin tried to hide his distaste. It had been like this all summer. The two of them gone every weekend, then spending the week sleeping late and drinking early, and dropping in on Kevin without regard to the hour. They never went to work, never seemed to do anything at all, while Kevin slaved away in the lab. "A couple of slackers," Kevin said, shoving two rolls of sushi into his mouth. He was channeling his dad, and it bothered him. Why should he care how his friends spent their time? "We choose to think of ourselves as emancipated," Fisher said. "We're working our way up to slacker." Kevin shook his head. Everything was a joke to them. They existed entirely in the present. No responsibilities, no conscience. Kevin couldn't imagine living like that. Everything in his life had always been planned out. Exeter, MIT, his part-time job at the lab. Even with the plans, he agonized over every step. Fisher and Martinez didn't agonize over anything. They didn't seem to have a future, and they didn't seem to care. Neither of them had even graduated from MIT. Both had simply left. At least Fisher's reasons had been noble. His sister, Josie, had been injured in a car accident, and he had dropped out to help with her recovery. Since then, he had been hanging out with Martinez full time. Hanging out was a good way of putting it, because neither of them had ever held a job, set an alarm, or worn a tie.